We looked up yesterday, we're really dealing with one question. All the Rishonim are bothered with is that there seems to be an outright steer in Gemara's as to what is the source, what is the tokif, what is the strength of this din that Atzei Sukkah also. On one end, the Gemara Sukkah Dafkas presents it as a din min HaTorah, clearly presented as such. The Gemara Dash and Psukim, the Gemara compares and contrasts this to other dinim that are learned out from the same Psukim. So it's obvious from the context of Dafkas that this is a real din min HaTorah. On the other hand, the Gemara is that throw around Svaras Derabanan, Svaras such as Mukta. The Gemara talks about the Bizayon Mitzvah, which may be a Derais, maybe Derabanan. But the Gemara's discussion in Masechah Shabbos and Masechah Zebeitza about the issues of Mukta clearly puts the squarely into the category of Dirim Derabanan. So what is going on? So obviously has to be some kind of an answer where sometimes the use of Asi Sukkah is Derais and sometimes it's only Derabanan. Problem is we have to identify what is that factor, what makes it deraisa, and what, if missing, pushes it down to be a derabanan. So we saw yesterday that Tosfos over here on Daf Tes quotes the sheet of the Ri. They don't quote the Ri by name, but another place they quote in the name of the Ri, that the basic answer to this entire puzzle about Atzei Sukkah all revolves around, is the sukkah standing or is the sukkah falling down? If the sukkah standing and functioning as a sukkah, that's the issue of deraisa. Once the sukkah falls down, then the worst case scenario we can have here is only the Rabbanan, and that's the answer to the two sugyas. So Daf Tes is talking in Sukkot, is talking about the Sukkot's up, whereas the Beit HaShabbos is talking about the Sukkot's down. Then Tesis goes on to explain a little bit more in Masechah Shabbos why we find the different reasons going around vis-a-vis the Noi Sukkot, sometimes the Zayin Mitzvah, sometimes Mukta, why all the possible reasons are needed. But the basic thrust of the answer to Tesis really was standing versus falling down. But then Taisus here makes reference to Shittas Rabbi Natan, which we left off yesterday. Rabbi Natan says, no, that's not the answer. Rabbi Natan says that the answer is as follows. Taisus says, the Rabbi Natan flourish, the Eitzim shall kedei hechshe sukkah chale kedusha alayu, v'asir mederaisa. Ola yeisim ichdei hechshe lemitzarele mederabonon. Says Rabbi Natan, the basic structure of the sukkah, that part of the sukkah that's needed min haTorah, that is also min haTorah. That's the yisur of Allah Hashem, chal shei shemayim ala chagiga, chal shemayim ala sukkah. But says Rabbi Natan, a sukkah doesn't have to be so big. The bare minimums of a sukkah are, it has to be 7x7 tefachim, it's got to be shtayim pi'ul v'zashir shifil tefach. Nobody told you to make this monstrosity of a sukkah that's 100 miles by 100 miles. Nobody told you to make a sukkah with four walls. You chose to make such a bigger sukkah, so whatever is above and beyond the required amount min haTorah, that is not included in the yisur deraisa of Atzei Sukkah. So that's what the Gemara Masechah Shabbos and Masechah Beitza invokes the principle of mukta, that even in cases where the yisur deraisa falls short, the yisur derabanan will still apply, and the line of demarcation is the basic amount that's necessary for the actual sukkah in terms of the shiur deraisa. Anything above and beyond the shear is only also Bid Rabbanan. That's Rabbeinu Tam's famous terms. So the Ran has a comment on this Rabbeinu Tam, where the Ran puts the brakes in Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran says that Bamed Devam Amurim, this makes any sense, that you're going to tell me that what's past the amount of the minimum is only also Bid Rabbanan. That's if you built a sukkah in different stages. So if you first built a sukkah that's only 7x7, so the sukkah is Shtayim Kichos Rashishaf Latach, you built the kosher sukkah Bid Raisa, and now at a later point, 30 chalamoy, you decide to add on a little bit tzchach afterwards. So one can argue that's not really called Atzei HaSukkah on the level of deraisa. That's at worst only Yasa B'derabashim, because you have the sukkah there already. But says the Ran B'das Rabbi Natan, I built the sukkah 20 feet by 20 feet. I built the sukkah with four walls all at the same time. So could you please point to me where the deraisa is? I want you to just draw me the line. You know, I'm going to draw you a picture of the sukkah, says the Ran. Give you a bird's eye view of the sukkah, okay? Yeah, I'm looking at the schach. This is all my schach, all right? And I want you to tell me, 7x7, this is the size of a 7x7 square. So you're going to tell me, says Rabbi Natan, only this part is awesome in a Torah, everything else is on midrabanan. Why? Maybe this is the deraisa part. Maybe that's the deraisa part. I don't know, where's the deraisa part of the sukkah? So says the Ran, if you build the deraisa part first, and then you want to add on at a later point, then you can argue that the deraisa was nitfas, and then everything else is on a midrabanan. But if the whole sukkah was mivas achas, so it's all the same thing. It's all, what do you mean? How are you going to say? How are you going to point to one part's deraisa, one part's derabanan? Obviously, the whole thing is nitfas on a level of deraisa. So this idea of the Ran, that even be ikvis Rabbeinu Tam, that lemaisa
there is a deraisa here. It's just that Kol's man, that everything else is built with asachas, the part that would otherwise be the rabbanon becomes the deraisa also. So the question is this a svar that you nikdel chesukah? And there's a svar deraisa, assuming this is the correct answer. The Reed doesn't think this is a svar deraisa. The Reed doesn't think this is even the right teretz. But according to the Heilige uncle, Rabbi Natan, who thought that there is a difference between the Iker sukkah and the Tezefer sukkah, yet the Ran is claiming that a love of deraisa, if it's all vasachas, it's all the same. So what kind of a svar is this? Is this something that's unique to chesukah, or is this something that permeates other areas of halacha as well? So there's a famous comment of the Netziv, that the Netziv took this Ran and Rabbeinu Tam and start to branch out with this into other areas of halacha as well. Says the Netziv, but this Rabbeinu Tam, this Ran's version of Rabbeinu Tam, is basically saying that sometimes you have a din on a love of deraisa that has a certain shear to it. There's a certain amount. You only have to do X on a love of deraisa. But if you choose to do more, so the excess that you do may become chal on the din deraisa of that mitzvah, depending on how you do it. If you do it with vasachas, if you do the excess together at the same time that you're doing the gufa mitzvah, so then we can no longer separate between the gufa mitzvah and the subsequent parts of the mitzvah. So if you do it later, if I do the gufa mitzvah now and then I add on and do some tosefes in a month from now, so that's not nitfas under the gufa mitzvah. But as long as it's all part of the same gufa mitzvah, so then it's all the vasachas, it's chal on it, a shame, the gufa mitzvah itself, alas the shita of the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. So the Netziv goes on to give an example of this, a very mechudishdik example of this. I don't know whether I would jump to give this example right away, but the Netziv does to highlight and demonstrate this idea of Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. A little bit of Nyanad Yema. This is the third time in the last 24 hours. A little bit of Nyanad Yema. There is a Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, the beginning of the second Pesach of Brachos, Daf Yudalev, where the Gemara raises a question, commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Brachos, when you're saying Kriya Shema, so you're allowed to be mafsik sometimes in the middle of Kriya Shema, depending on who you are, whether you're Ben HaParach, B'Yemtza HaParach, Me'ashom, Ne'akov, a very complicated Mishnah Gemara. At the end of the day, the Rishonim write that none of this applies B'Zman Hazeh, because it only applied B'Zman Chazal when people were very, very careful to say hello to people. People always very, very careful to give Shalom Aleichem to people. People are very offended when they don't give Shalom Aleichem to one another. B'Zman Hazeh, you walk in the street on Shabbos, you get Shabbos, nobody answers you anyway, so nobody cares B'Zman Hazeh. So come to Rishonim and say that we don't get such a hits about not answering Shalom Aleichem, so we don't give Shalom Aleichem in the middle of Kriya Shema anymore. The only time that this din is still relevant is the Rishonim write, if Madach, you're allowed to answer Shalom Aleichem to someone in the middle of Kriya Shema, the person who's speaking is only a boss of Adam. And so Kal v'chomer, you're allowed to express kavod to the Ribbono Shalom in the middle of Kriya Shema. If somebody says Kiddush, I'm sitting in shul, I came to shul late, or I came to shul on time, but the shul is at the express train, so there, no one knows where Adam Shachar was born, right? Okay. This morning, I came to shul, I didn't come late, I happened not to have been early either. I mean, that was my fault. I came mamash on time. And I happened to notice that they were saying Baruch Hu 9 minutes after davening had started. That's fast, no? That's pretty good. That's and they were available to Kaddish, I think. That is, I would say, pretty impressive or pretty unimpressive. But anyway, so a person finds themselves in the middle of... I said Baruch at the time of the day. I said, this Baruch was said by the Chazan, I'm not sure who else. But anyway, the good thing is when you daven sometimes a minion, it's very, very fast. So even though the Chazan is way ahead of you, you could still get tefillah with Tzibur, because usually most of the Tzibur is still behind also. But that's another time in another place. Okay, anyway, everybody say. The poskim right, the Rishonim right, unless you're in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, and the Chazans, they're saying Kedusha already. So you're allowed to answer Kedusha. Should you answer all the words of Kedusha that are ma'akir? You don't have to sing Mimchem Chomokeda to Kalbach in the middle of Kriya Shema. You can answer the Kaddish Kaddish, the Baruch Chavad, and the Amr of the Kela Kaddish. You should answer them. Why? Because it's no worse than Meishu Shalom. If you're allowed to give Shalom Aleichem to somebody who's a boss of Adam, Kabacham, when you're a Banish Shalom, in a sense, you know, agree to you. They're saying Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. If you're not the answer, that's like a lack of Kvod Shemayim. So you're allowed to do that in the middle of Kriya Shema. That's the only din that we have left of this Bizman Hazeh. But we din in the Gemara, we din in Mishnah, you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, so you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. Again, depending on where you are, what you are, depending on. So comes the Gemara in Berachas and Afyudal and raises the following shah. The Gemara says, what's the din if a person's in the middle of saying Hallel and Chanukah? Afyudal and Berachas. As in the middle of saying Hallel and Chanukah, And you want to know, is he allowed to be mafsik in Hallel and Chanukah? What's the shaila? So Gemara says, Kal v'chaymer. Madach kushma de ra'isa mafsik. Hallel Chanukah derabbanan lo kol shegein. That's the Gemara's one side. And the Gemara says, no. Maybe Hallel and Chanukah is different because Pesum and Nisa is more chomer. Even though saying Hallel and Chanukah is not a mitzvah de ra'isa, it's only a mitzvah de rabbanan. But it has a dimension of Pesum and Nisa to it. So maybe you could argue that that element of Pesum and Nisa is somehow more duch, even more important than the Krishma de ra'isa. And maybe that would be a bizarre, that would be a lack of proper respect for a mitzvah of Pesum and Nisa, even to even though Kriya Shmi could stop in the middle, but Hali you can't. So that's the Shah of the Gemara. So finally the Gemara concludes that that svara is not correct, even though it's true that Chanukah Halal is Mishum Pirsum Anisa. That is correct, but in terms of the svara of therefore not to be mafsik, that's not correct. So at the end of the day, we pass in that just as you answer for you give Shalom to someone in the middle of Kriya Shmi, you give Shalom to someone in the middle of Halal as well. That's the Shakat. So in the middle of that sugya, when the Gemara was presenting the two tzedadim, why maybe Kriya Shema and Halal are the same or different, so the Gemara had a kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, Kriya Shema de'araisa mafsik, Halal de'rabbanan lo kol shegein. So the Gemara was committing itself that you're allowed to be mafsik in Kriya Shema, notwithstanding the fact that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah de'araisa. So what's the problem? What's the problem with that line of the Gemara is, what's the fair? Kriya Shema de'araisa, even though Kriya Shema is de'araisa, and you're still allowed to be mafsik, da-da-da-da-da, then maybe that impact, or maybe not. So what's the problem with this? The Gemara is calling Kriya Shema de'araisa. I'm not questioning whether Kriya Shema is de'araisa, but I am questioning how much of Kriya Shema is de'araisa. There's a big machlekes in Rishayim. When we say Kriya Shema is a mitzvah, the Torah says, b'shach b'chov kumecha, what? What are we supposed to recite? Bizman Shechiva, Bizman Kima. So there's a big machlekes in Rishayim. So many Mishayim were of the opinion, the Rif, the Ban, many Mishayim were of the opinion that Kriya Shema de'araisa only refers to what? Only to the first pasuk. Well, how do I know that? Because the Gemara says at the beginning of the Sechah Pecha Brachas that when you say the first pasuk, you have to have kavanah salev. You have to pay attention to what you're saying. You have to block out everything else. Concentrate on kabbalah samachu shemayim. After the first pasuk, no. It's nice to have kavanah, but not the end of the world. So the Rishonim say, why? Why is there such a distinction? Make it taste it. So the answer is because only the first pasuk is deraisa. So many Rishonim have subscribed to that view that the first pasuk is deraisa and nothing else. So truth to be told, there are other Rishonim who disagree. The Rishonim will say the whole first parsha is deraisa. The other Rishonim will say the first two parshas are deraisa. The Rambam seems to have a unique sheet to all three parshas yet. There are dissenting views, but there are a good group of Rishonim who are of the opinion that the mitzvah deraisa, when the Torah says b'shachol kumecha, it's only nema on the first pasuk. So the Rishalmi says that when you're in the middle of the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to give Shalom Aleichem in the middle of the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Why? The first pasuk of Kriya Shema is the Ikar Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. How are you allowed to be mafsik? Bring me a raya. Even if you greet the Mishlo Melech, you meet the second in command, second to the king, you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. Bring me a raya. Next week's parsha. Yaakov and Yosef, 2 weeks parsha, right? So Yaakov and Yosef meet each other, and Yosef's crying away. And Yaakov doesn't say a word. Yaakov doesn't say anything to Yosef. Why? Milavashay akor Krishma. A very, very strange medrash that he was saying Krishma, but he couldn't have Krishma before. It was the Magen Avraham. The Yosef had like the Gra, and he had like the Magen Avraham. So it was a very strange medrash. What exactly was going on? Yosef had talked to Davin Vasikin Mitzrayim. He got the Vasikin minion and Goshen. It's again, the whole thing is interesting medrash. But Lamai says the medrash says. So the Rishami says that's a din. Rishami says that when you're in the middle of the first pasuk of Krishma, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Then what's the kash in him? Now present the kash for me. The Gemara says in Brachas Afiyud Aleph that Kriya Shema deraisa mafsik. You're allowed to be mafsik in Kriya Shema even though it's a deraisa. Hold it. Stop. Mark is on the play. What's the shaila? No? The part that's deraisa, you're not allowed to be mafsik. According to Hef to Rishonim, that Kriya Shema deraisa is only the first pasuk. And the other din is you're not allowed to be mafsik. So what in the world does the Gemara mean in Brachas? Kriya Shema deraisa mafsik. The words don't make any sense. So Kriya Shema deraisa is not true. If you hold like other Rishayim that the whole first parsha is deraisa, two parshas deraisa, then I understand. I'm in the middle of Ayam Shemoah. I'm allowed to be mafsik even though it's a deraisa. So we can discuss the relationship pro or for or against Halal Durban. But if you hold that Yitaka can't be mafsik in the first pasuk, then Rishami says, that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to be mafsik in the first pasuk, and you hold that only the first pasuk deraisa. So what do those words are not true? Kriya Shema deraisa mafsik. So the Tziv says, no. He says, do you know what Kriya Shema deraisa mafsik means? That means min haTorah, you only have to say the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. That's the sheer Kriyat Shema Deraisa. But if you continue saying and you elaborate upon the Malchus Shemayim, and you say it's not enough for me to say Shema Yisrael. That's good enough min haTorah, but I want to say more. I want to say v'hafta Shem lekecha. I want to say v'shinand levanecha. I want to say chsaftom. I want to talk more about Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. I want to elaborate upon it. So that becomes Teifes as a kiyum of what? It's chalon and a shame what? Kriyat Shema Deraisa. Thus is Kriyat Shema Deraisa. So even though I wasn't mechuyev to say it, once I say it, once I choose to elaborate upon that first pasuk that was the bare minimum, so the rest is nitfas as Kriyat Shema love of Deraisa, and still the Mishnah says you're allowed to be mafsik, zep and fendok, Kriyat Shema Deraisa mafsik, halder ban lokoshigim. Zoy shteit in nitziv. So nitziv has this theme in other areas as well, that there's a bare minimum mitzvah, and the more you add on, it's tofes mederaisa. So we have it, the Ran b'dat b'netam b'sum. The Nitziv is claiming pshat this gemara. There's another very, very famous Nitziv about this. We spoke about this for sure in the past. A very, very famous comment in the Nitziv about this, where the Torah gives you a bare minimum mitzvah, and you decide to elaborate upon it, so the rest is nitfas even on love of deraisa.
Even in this case, it's kind of full deraisa, because the deraisa you can't interrupt, you can't be mafsik. In the first
pasuk, no, that's a quirk that you can't be mafsik, because that's kabbalas malchus shemayim. But there are deraisas that you can be mafsik. So the deraisas of the subsequent psukim, you can be mafsik. Kal v'chaymer madach, you can be mafsik or something that's chal on and hashem deraisa. Kal v'chaymer and halabash is only a pure derabban. What's the other? There's a very famous example in the tzivah. There's a bare bone minimum mitzvah, a certain shear to it, and you decide to do more b'vasachas. It's nitfas on it in deraisa. That's the famous diyuk of the rabban. Minuchos chametz matzbek v'avloch aleph. Zok the Rambam, mitzvahs esei lechol matzah b'leil chamisha asa b'nisan v'misha ochel kizayis yotza. What does that mean? What do those words mean? Mitzvahs esei lechol matzah b'leil chamisha asa b'nisan v'misha ochel kizayis yotza. If you were writing the Rambam, what would you write? I wouldn't be so wordy. Mitzvahs esei lechol kizayis matzah b'leil chamisha asa b'nisan. What does the Rambam write? Two sentences. You know, sometimes we like to write, like I said, I'm helping out from Zev, right? He has to write this paper for history. So he already told me it's got to be X amount of pages. It's got to be 7 pages. So everything gets stretched out. Whatever we can write in one sentence becomes 4 sentences. You keep on repeating the entire name of the book with you every 100 times over. If I could put illustrations in, I put illustrations in. You got anything to... But that's not how the Rambam wrote Mishnah Torah. So when the Rambam wrote Mishnah Torah, he wrote every single word. He counted every letter. So here the Rambam is so wordy. Mitzvah says, lechel matzah. If kezayis matzah is defining the very essence of the mitzvah, so the Rambam should have introduced Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav, with those words. So then it's Tziv was medayik from that Rambam that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach night. As much as you eat the tzchal, there's a minimum shear of kezayis. If you eat a kezayis, you eat say, but the more you eat, the more it's teifes. Every piece of matzah I eat by the Seder is called the Erftechel Matzahs. Every drop of matzah I eat by the Seder is a kiyum of Erftechel Matzahs, above and beyond the kezayis. And then Tziv compares this to this idea of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran Risa. So this is a common theme, says in Tziv, in different areas of Halacha, where there's a bare bone minimum, and then whatever you do to extend it is toe-face, even on love of the Risa. But the emphasis is, I understand the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran, and I almost understand the Rambam by Matzah also, but I still don't understand the Nitziv by Kriyat Shema. What's bothering me about the Nitziv by Kriyat Shema? What's bothering me? There's a big difference between these three cases. There's a huge difference between the case of adding on to the Schach, adding on to the Matzah, and adding on to the Kriyat Shema.
Not adding more of the same thing.
Yeah. Oh. By the Matzah, it's the same Matzah. So you can argue the whole thing becomes merges to become one unit. By the sukkah, it's the same tzchach. So it merges to become one unit. By the Kriyat Shema, it's a different entity. This is the pasuk Shema Yisrael, and this is the pasuk we have to Shema Lekecha. So isn't the mashal not exact? Isn't it not an accurate mashal? Let's shout out that it's a mashal. It's a very, very weak mashal. Again, I don't know whether this was the Nitziv's kavanah or not, but maybe one could argue that what the Nitziv's driving at, maybe, is as follows. That the mashal is accurate because we may have misunderstood a little bit what the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is. There are many mitzvahs in the Torah that are mitzvah shebedibur. There's a mitzvah b'chas hamazon, there's a mitzvah shebedibur. There's a mitzvah of kiddush and shabbos, there's a mitzvah shebedibur. There's a mitzvah of zechiras hamalek, that's a mitzvah shebedibur. Different mitzvahs shebedibur, different times of the year, different times of my lifetime, different times of the day, whatever it is. But there's a concept b'chas hamazon, mitzvah shebedibur. Then there are other mitzvahs in the Torah that are mitzvah shebelev, that don't require any dibur whatsoever. I have to have a certain feeling about something. So why do I have to have? I have to be ma'amin b'Hashem. According to the Rambam, that's one of the Tag mitzvah, nech Hashem l'kech. There are certain mitzvahs that are positive mitzvahs, mitzvah shebelev. And then you have certain kinds of mitzvahs that are a little bit strange. You have mitzvahs that seem to cross party lines, that have almost two components to them. They definitely involve dibur. You have to say something. If you don't express your thoughts with words, you're not yay to the mitzvah. On the other hand, it's not enough just to speak. Say, when I make kiddush on Friday night, what if I'm not paying attention to what I'm saying? I'm saying kiddush, and my mind is somewhere else. I'm still yotzei. I was yotzei. Zochus is maske shabbos. Zochus means to be maske. I was maske shabbos. The guy benches and he's bechlan nothing. He said, he's not paying attention to a word that he's saying. So, what's the din? He's yotzei. He said the words of benching. It would be nice if he had kavanah, but he said the word of benching. There are other mitzvahs that if you don't have the proper thought behind them, if you don't mean what you're saying, you're not yet to the mitzvah. Even though those mitzvahs require a dibur, but the thought process is an integral part of that mitzvah. So there are two mitzvahs that come to mind, that they're mitzvah shebe dibur, yeah, but on the other hand, if you're not paying attention to what you're saying, you're not yet to it. So one of them is, I would say, the mitzvah of tshuva. Rambam writes that, beginning of tshuva, tzach v'haitzi b'svasov, if a person doesn't recite vidui, so he's not yaitzid in mitzvah. On the other hand, if a person just says vidui and wasn't gerim b'liboy, is not paying attention to what he's saying, is not serious intent and concentrating on what he's saying, so does the dvar miyama, that's not the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva requires a certain concentration of one's heart. The concentration, what does the person have to be focusing on b'shas vidui? Charata, sha'avar, kabbalah, haba, etc. All the different components of tshuva, the Rambam delineates the yivchas tshuva, and then the Rambam says, "Udvar meilu tzach lahitzi b'svasav." Then you have to express verbally, orally, the things that you are thinking about. And you have the same type of amala by Kriya Shema also. By Kriya Shema, the Mishnah says, "Masechet Brachot Din is that he required kavanas alev," and the Rashba on the spot explains, the Rashba Yidu Sechet Perek HaBrachos explains that the kavanah that's necessary for Kriya Shema is not the kavanah of all mitzvahs. When I shake a lulav, also mitzvah tichus kavanah. When I eat the matzah, also kenzai mitzvah tichus kavanah. The kavanah that's necessary for Kriya Shema, says the Rashba, is not kavanah, let's say, they have mitzvah. Kriya Shema is no less than any other mitzvah. It's kavanah ha'inyan. It's kavanah kabbalah samalcha shemayim. Because Kriya Shema is an expression of kabbalah samalcha shemayim. So if you say the words without thinking of kabbalah samalcha shemayim, that's like saying vidah without having in mind that you're really going to change your ways. So that the essence of the mitzvah is to take a certain kavanah salev and to express the kavanah salev bit dibur. That is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. How do I know that? That's what Shema Yisrael means. That's what the words mean. To listen, to pay attention, to understand. And then, v'dibartabam. So there are two components. You have to first listen, pay attention, understand what you're doing. And then, v'dibartabam, b'shachmachmach. You have to spell that out. So whenever you have these almost like mixtures, like the hybrid mitzvahs, where it's not a pure lave that you don't have to say anything in the Torah. Like you don't have to walk around all day saying Nech Hashem L'kech. To fulfill the mitzvah Nech Hashem, you don't have to walk around all day saying to fulfill the mitzvah Avos Hashem, you don't have to walk around all day, you know, saying anything. You have to be Ohev Hashem. How do you do that? So there are the vehicles how you do to have a belave, have a mitzvah. You could discuss how you do to have the Rech HaKamochus. There are different ways that express that Ahava. But those are not mitzvah Shebet Dibur. So certain mitzvahs are pure lave, certain mitzvahs are pure dibur, and certain mitzvahs have hybrids, have combinations of both. So one can raise a question, what's the nature of these mitzvahs? These mitzvahs of these children mitzvahs that have a little bit aspects of both. Are they fundamentally mitzvah shebe dibur that the dibur has to be done with a certain degree of thought? Or are they really mitzvah shebe lave? In the heart of soul, they're really mitzvah shebe lave. You have to reach the point, the lave is so intense, your lave is so, it's not enough just to sit back and think, if I were reading my mind, I would say, I'm a Kabbal Malchus Shemayim. You have to say it, but you say it, that means that's much more serious when you start to talk. Tzarech lahotzi b'svasav, like by the Dharam, we spoke about this. You have to be mefagel, you have to be kavod l'shma. It's not enough just to think it, Rabbeinu Bar, you have to say it. But it's fundamentally, your speech is not really a mitzvah, it's really an expression of what you're thinking. If that's the case, that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema really in its gut, it's really heart of soul, is really a mitzvah of Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. So the words Shema Yisrael, please don't misquote me on this one, are not so important. I didn't mean to say that you could be Yotze Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim in your own way. Let's say a guy says, I don't want to be Yotze Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim by saying Shema Yisrael. I want to say Anecha Shem Lekecha. I want to say, I'm going to give my own text for Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim. So no, the Torah says that's not acceptable. The Torah says that you have to express Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim dafka through these words. But the words Shema Yisrael are the expression of Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim. But I'll tell you a secret. They're not the whole expression. There's more to Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim than just the word Shema Yisrael. Min HaTorah, that's a sufficient expression of Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim. But if you elaborate upon that, and you have a more intense, you have a more highly developed Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim, for example, you start speaking about, now that I'm a Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim, what am I supposed to do with that Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim? If you have to say Shema Kecha, wow, that's an even greater Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim. B'chol Levavcha, b'chol Nafshecha. It sounds like I'm giving you a Shmusa tonight. B'chol Nafshecha, b'chol Nedecha. And then, well, not just do I love Hashem, now I do something about it. I open up my Gemara, V'hoya Dvar Ma'ila, and how do I learn? V'shinam Tol Vanecha, V'dibarta B'mashitcha, and I put my tefillin on, I got Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim, my arm and my head and my doorpost. But I'm just soaked with Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim wherever I go. That's all an extension of the Ikar Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So if the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema would have been just words, say the magic, this is the magic text. Say Shema Yisrael. So then the mitzvah would have began and ended with the words Shema Yisrael. Anything that would have been said past that point would have been superfluous. You can't connect to Shema Yisrael if the mitzvah is to say these words and I decide to say other words. What does that have to do with building a sukkah that's more than seven tefachim? What does it have to do with eating more matzah on Pesach night? But because the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael is not the words of Shema Yisrael, the nature of the mitzvah of Shema is the expression of Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim. The more I elaborate and I enhance the Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim, Harizim Meshubach, that's treated as a Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim, the love of the Araisa. So the Nitziv's marshal of quoting the Gemara, Kriyishma Deraisa Mafsik, makes a lot of sense, because Kriyishma Deraisa doesn't mean the words proper. So everybody say, lest you think that I'm overdoing it a little bit, over-dramatizing, as we tend to do, that I just took almost like bust a bubble in Kriyishma. You know, since we're little kids, rightfully so, we know Kriyishma, Shema, Yisrael. What I just said is that the real Tzitz Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim. Shema Yisrael is the text that the Torah gives us as the bare-bone minimum definition of Kabbalah Sabach HaShemayim, and to be elaborated upon if you can. So I'll tell you a secret, I didn't make that up. I made it up in terms of applying it to the Mitziv and applying it to our Shtibbutz Torah and linking it and putting it into the same type of a svara as the Sukkah. We're learning with a Sukkah Dav Tes. So we're trying to understand Brachas Yedal in light of Sukkah Dav Tes, following the Rabbi Natan, following the Natsim Rabbi Natan, the Ran and the Mitziv. But that idea, even within the Mitzvah Kriya Shema itself, that there's almost like a bare bone minimum, and the word Shema Yisrael is not all that important, and we can elaborate and extend past that, that already exists in Rishayim already in the following context. The Gemara has a very, very strange machlokes. Very, very strange machlokes. In the beginning of the third parakha, Maseches Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph. Machlokes Amoraim, almost in the middle of nowhere, is Kriya Shema Deraisa, Kriya Shema Derabbanan. Kriya Shema not Deraisa. What is it? Doesn't say the Chumash Mishav Chav Kumecha. The Gemara quotes one opinion. Yeah, Kriya Shema is only Midrabbanan. Wait, Kriya Shema Derabbanan? What do the words mean? The Mishnayos talk about Machlokes Bishan Beisil, about you have to lay down, you have to stand up, is Ban Kriya Shema. Mishnayos, is that Kriya Shema? The Gemara dashes from Psukim. And all of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, there's one day that says Kriya Shema is only Derabbanan. So all of a sudden, the first 40 blad of brachas are all Derabbanan. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So this is not my kasha, this is the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, well, Kriya Shema Derabbanan. Somebody says with a straight face, Kriya Shema is Derabbanan. What's the kasha? The Gemara asks one kasha. Who remembers the brachas of Chof Aleph? Just one kasha. Kriya Shema is the Rabbanan. I b'shachmo v'chumecha k'siv. The Gemara is against the Pasim Chumash. I asked the kasha from Mishnayos. Gemara asked the kasha from Sukkim. B'shachmo v'chumecha k'siv. The Gemara answers, no. Hahu, what? Do I not think my answers? Hahu b'divei Torah k'siv. B'shachmo v'chumecha is not referring to Kriya Shema, it's referring to divei Torah. What does that mean? So Rabbeinu Yoina on the spot, the Tzvita Rabbeinu Yoina, a quote from the Rebbe Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas, who says what the Gemara means is as follows, that the Bandi Yomar who says Kriya Shema is the Rabbanan, Of course, says as a possible chumash b'shachov kumecha. Of course, you have to say something b'shachov kumecha. The Mishnah is talking about it. B'shabbos Hill, hundreds and thousands of years, they've been saying something b'deraisa. You have to say sab b'shachov kumecha. What do you have to say b'shachov kumecha? The Torah says v'dibartabam b'shachov kumecha. What do you have to say? So one opinion the Gemara says min haTorah. If you ask Moshe Rabbeinu, what do I have to say min haTorah b'shachov kumecha? What's the answer? V'dibarta bam. Translate the phrase bam. We always have trouble. We have these unclear, ambiguous pronouns. What does bam mean? Maybe that's all. V'dibarta bam. V'dibarta bam. Remember that? Let's just say that. Bam 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 bam. V'dibarta bam. What does bam mean? What is the Dvar Ma'ila? What are they? So one opinion the Gemara says, B'divit, namely, you pick. Every single morning, you have to get up and open up a chumash and start to read. And every single night, b'zman shechiva, you have to open up a chumash and start to read. You have to say some sukkim in the chumash, some Torah you have to learn every morning and night. That's the mitzvah of the dibartabah b'shachov kumecha. And B'sham B'Sil had a machlokes about that. Do you have to do it laying down in bed? B'sham took B'shachov literally. B'Sil said no. Do you have to stand up? B'sham said yeah. B'Sil said no. When's the sov's mat of kumecha? So Rabbi Eliezer said neitzachama, because that's when most people get up by. Rabbi Shua said no. You have another 3 hours. Ben Melachim. When's the earliest time to say B'shachov? B'Tzeis Kicham, the Mishnah says. Sometimes I'm disagreeing. Said a little bit earlier. When the Sovzman to read those Pesukim, Rabbi Elazar said 4 hours into the night, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Gamliel said later into the night. And in Machleiksim at Tanoi about how to dash and what are the parameters of B'shachov Kamecha, how do you fulfill that mitzvah V'dibayat Abba Midaraisa? And according to one opinion in the Gemara, one opinion in the Gemara, the V'dibayat Abba Midaraisa is how V'dibayat Tarek Ziv, your choice. The Chachamim thought it would be a really, really nice idea. Imagine everybody comes to Shul together. And we get the Baruch Hu, and we're saying the brachas. I can't even say the brachas Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema doesn't exist yet. It's called Birchos V'dibartabam. And then we get the Shema, and one guy decides he's going to start screaming out, Bereishis Barakim, Bereishis Barakim, and so Shema and V'yasav Avretz. And the other guy saying, V'zayis HaBracha. And the guy, the Chazan, he quicks it. The guy who's jumping to finish on 9 minutes, he picks the shortest parasha. And everyone else is saying, is learning Matas Maaseh, and he's learning Parashas Vayelech. So that's the way Judaism looks like in the days of the Midbar. That's what V'dibartabam meant. According to one opinion of the Gemara, that's what V'dibartabam B'shachov Kumecha meant. Every single Jew had to get up and say a psukim of Nechumish, Vayom V'layla, B'shachov Kumecha. Until Chazal came along at some point, when in history, I have no idea, but according to one opinion of the Gemara, somewhere between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehuda Nasi, some Bezin came along and said, let's make it the same. Let everybody do it the same way. Everybody will say the same psukim. And what psukim are they going to be? The Shema Yisrael. After all, those are really important psukim. They're in the tefillin, the mezuzahs. Let's read those psukim. Marshal Madavidim. Do we ever have any mitzvah like that? The min haTorah, it was kind of up for grabs. And mid Rabban, at a later date, they unified the text. Do we have any other mitzvahs like that? We have loads of mitzvahs like that. We have Kiddush on Friday night. What's the mitzvah derais of Kiddush on Friday night? Let's go to Shabbos Bidvarim. One guy got up and said good Shabbos Kodesh. Another guy got up and sang Kari Banoilam. Another guy said Koma Kaddish. One guy sang the long one that no one's able to keep on tune. Koyach Sof. Yeah, okay. So different people were saying different things, and that was fine. Man, I tell you, that was a hunky dory. It was Gevaldik. Until the Beis Din realized that let's get everybody on the same page. Let's all get up and say the same text. Asher Kiddushanu Kivanu Vacha. We'll all sing together on key. Okay, where else do we find? This is a common theme in halacha, that the din d'oraisa was given for yechidim. You have it all the time. Because I'm asking the same thing. Mid d'oraisa v'chal v'svad d'orachta. So there, it didn't take that long until Moshe Rabbeinu made up the text. So from the time he got the mitzvah until it was written into the article, Benshur maybe took like 10 minutes. But in theory, min haTorah, each person can bench themselves. Because tefillah, there are the favorites like this. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, Chayv Adam lispalo b'chol yom, l'avdu b'chol v'avcha, min haTorah, man, woman has to daven midaraisa, and the days of Bayesheni, they were besachad in uschat tefillah. So for 1,000 years, everybody was doing it on their own. Everyone was davening at their own pace, their own time. So it's not so far-fetched. So according to one opinion of the Gemara, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that was the mitzvah deraisa of, it's not called kriyash, the mitzvah deraisa was, v'dibaritabam b'shachachmecha. Chazal instituted that everybody should do it derech, saying the psukim of Shema. So we don't pass it like that opinion, Krishma Derabban. We pass that Krishma is deraisa. But just as Rabbi Yonah said, the man Yomah the Krishma Derabbanon, the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael is not so critical. The Pasuk of Shema Yisrael is an expression of Divrei Torah. According to the man Yomah, the Krishma is Derabbanon, you don't have to Kabbal Machu Shemayim twice a day. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Divrei Torah, Bayom of Alayla. Any Pasuk you want. You can learn Bezos Abrach, you can learn Pasuk Yisav, you can learn Pasuk Chayisara. You pick your Pasuk, that's fine. So we don't go that far. We don't say that. We say, no. You have to say these words. But just as the other man, the Yomah, held that the words weren't so critical. The words were an expression, were an example of Talmud Torah. We say it's an example of Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. It has to be this example. It's got to be these words. But anything that you say that enhances these words is vita called a Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. It's all nichlal in the midst of Kriyashma. So again, I'm just guessing. I don't know whether that's what the Netziv meant. But the Netziv took his Yisai from Atosis, from the Ran's version of Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, this is all on the side. I was even planning on talking about this today. I wanted to go back to Masechta Sukkah. Again, just, I said this Netziv, and it started to bother me, so I had to elaborate upon it.
The Sukkah is a little different. First brother looking at the Shema, hearing the whole Shema, he's happy with the whole Shema. Hearing the same Jew eating matzah, he's happy eating all that matzah. But the Sukkah is looking at it, one person has a Sukkah that's 12 by 12, another Sukkah that's, you know.
I mean, there's nothing great about having a bigger Sukkah.
I
mean, there's no kiyum, there's nothing greater with it. Okay, maybe, I don't know. The Chabad is what the Ran said, Rabbeinu Tam. So far we have two approaches in the Mishnah to explain where's the Daraisa take a problem and where's the Derabbanan take a problem. So according to the Daraisa take a problem ended once the Sukkah fell down. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Daraisa take a problem ended once the Sukkah is bigger than it has to be. Again, but at the same time, different times, etc. So comes the Ramban and disagrees with both. Disagrees both with Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Comes the Ramban and says, did the Araisa take a problem? Never disappeared. Ever. The Sukkah fell down. Azma. So what? The Sukkah's on the floor. Says the Ramban, you built the biggest Sukkah. So what? Now it's functioning as a Sukkah. At the same time, later time, second time, right now it's a Sukkah min haTorah. Everything, Sukkah standing, Sukkah falling, Sukkah big, Sukkah little, everything that's called Hashem, Sukkah on it, Sukkah in Ramban, is also min haTorah, Chag Sukkah, Shiva Shalom Hashem. So what's the Gemara drawing us a cup with Mukta? What is Mukta? Where does Mukta fit into the picture? No, what does the Ramban say? Startling statement. Everyone saw the Ramban? Did I put the Ramban in the Marmar Kremis? What does the Ramban say? It's a startling Ramban. Takes you by surprise. Ramban, the eighth of the Marmar Kremis. V'lin iridati sukkah ben kayem is ben nefel asur ben akoshim ben atayra. Below is a mukta. Had the ma'isi hach mishum mukta la mitzvah so? Hainu mi seifa. Diktoni ad mitzvah yontefa acharoin. Di al kochan hainu mishum mukta migidus katzal la mitzvah so ben ashmash katzal la kula yayim. The Brice happens to say, almost like as an aside, not even, it's like a tangential part of the sugya, that by the way, when can you start to use the sukkah again? So if you live in Eretz Yisrael, so when is the last day of sukkahs in Eretz Yisrael? Hoshana Rabbah. So I would have thought, Hoshana Rabbah is over, it's now Shemini Atzeres, nobody's sitting in the sukkah Shemini Atzeres, that's this the Reis about Tosif. So I would think that the Isser of Atzeres sukkah is over at that point. Sukkah is over. Shmini Atzeres already. It's like next week. But to Shmini Atzeres, there it's Israel and then Hanukkah. Sukkah is over. Comes Ramban and says, you're right. Min haTorah the Yis is over. Shivas Yom LaShem is over. Done. Finished. So that's what the Braisa says. And by the way, you still can't use the Atzeres Sukkah even on Shmini Atzeres. Even if this, somehow you figure out a way to get a branch off somehow. You got around the Mukta problem. It fell down. Whatever it was. And now you have a branch of that Sukkah. You can't use that. Not Min haTorah. Min haTorah you're allowed to use it. Sukkah is over. You can't use it because of what problem? Hukzul mitzvah soy. What's hukzul mitzvah soy? When the Hashmashas came between Shoshana Rab and Shmini Atzeres, at that moment it was still a suffix derais of Chag Sukkos Lashem, so it was off limits at that point. So when Shmini Atzeres began, it would still have the isser about say sukkah misafik, because ben hashmashas is a safik in halacha. So there's a principle that is muktzah called migudis katzay ben hashmashas katzay l'kol yeriva. Once something is muktzah for the period of ben hashmashas, so then it remains the isuro for the duration of that day, even though the original reason that got it also in the first place doesn't apply. It was also during ben hashmashas because it was a safik hashana rabba. By the next morning, they're already doing hakafas the next morning in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not a safik anymore. It's for sure not hashana rabba anymore. No, Migud this Katsoy kicks in. So says the Ramban, unlike the Ben Tam and the Ri, who try to find some case to limit the Yisad Deraisa of Atzia Sukkah, either the Sukkah fell down or it's too big, whatever it is, the Ramban says, no, it's not true. They overdid it. There is no limitation in the Torah. The only time you need the Yisra Mukta is for that quirk, for that addendum at the end, the last 24 hours, which is not Sukkah anyway. That's where Migud this Katsoy kicks in. The Chiddush Golof in Ramban. So I say, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes? Okay, what is going on between these Rishonim? How the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri are somehow chiseling away at the Yisad Deraisa, and the Rabban refused to budge. Everything's awesome in a Torah. No, no, there's no ands or symbols. What are they arguing about? So the Chora, this issue may be related to a more global question about what this Isra of Atzeh Sukkah is all about in the first place. So we know, because the famous drasha, some kind of derech, but everybody, Sukkot Avtes, points in that direction. But you do have a famous machlekes between the Rambam and the Rush as to the parameters of this Issa Deraisa, and deeper than just the parameters, what the very essence of the Issa is all about. So the Rambam has this famous comment. I don't know if I put the Rambam himself in the Rambam class, but I just put the Rush on. He quotes the Rambam in Perek Vav, Alach Etes Vav, Alach Sukkah. Atzei sukkah surim kol shmoinis miachag ben atzei defonos ben atzei schach. The Rambam lumps together that the schach is osur and the defonos is osur, and the simple reading of the Rambam is that they're both osur ben atzei. The Rambam is comparing and putting them literally in the same breath. So the atzei haschach for sure osur ben atzei. So when the Rambam included atzei defonos in the same sentence, he meant that's also osur ben atzei. And that caused a big stir in the Rishonim. The Rush couldn't believe that it's true. The Rush quotes this Rambam and says, I can't, how are you talking about this? The Haide Asiri is like the Rush at 90 by Mekemis and Pergavsim. You give him Haide Asiri, Atzei Sukkah, Haradavka Haschach, well, Atzei had the Fadish Bishra Shari. The Chomaide Dashir and Mechag Asukkah, Haradavka Bishach, the Blakamanga Pesach is going to be Yakev. The Lake Yaram. Says the Rush, we have been learning Sukkah already for 4 months. We should know that Alad Dinim of Sukkah, only Chal, on the schach. Now, true, there was a lone Tana out there, Rabbi Yeshia, who had a very, very unique sheet about the significance of the funnels, and we're not even sure what he meant when he said. But the only thing we have documented Rabbi Yeshia said was, who remembers? Rabbi Yeshia said that the tzeil that's being provided, the rovat tzeil, that's a necessity for the sukkah to be kosher. So Rabbi Yeshia said, if you have a lot of tzeil schach, but you have wide open breaks in the funnels, that's gives you the picture of more chama than sale from the whole picture together, that's a problem in a Torah. And Rabbi Yoshe had a pasuk for it, that the tefadas are also called the schach. And we don't even pasuk like that. But even in the worldview of Rabbi Yoshe, we spoke a lot about earlier in the year, Machlekes HaRishon, who remembers the Mordechai, right? Remember Machlekes HaRishon, Mordechai, Taisus, about within the view of Rabbi Yoshe, we don't accept, what would Rabbi Yoshe say about making tefadas out of things that are makabal tumah, things that are not gedulim in a karka, the sharp psulei schach. So there was one lone sheet in Rishonim that said that according to Rabbi Yoshe, we don't pasken like, so then maybe you have to have the defanos have to be from dvar makshayim l'schach. And Taisa said lohayu dvar miyom. No, but even Rabbi Yoshe didn't say that. So remember we spoke about the Yerushalmi, that was the cryptic Yerushalmi with the girsas in the Yerushalmi. That's what some the Bach quoted. There were some opinions there. As a rule, used to be cheshesh, that you should make wooden walls for your sukkah. Shouldn't make your walls out of fiberglass. Shouldn't make your walls out of brick. Shouldn't make your walls out of things that are posel l'schach. They should have walls that are kosher l'schach. And the Mishnah Berurah said that we don't even follow the chumrah. Nobody follows the chumrah. The Grod didn't follow the chumrah. Nobody follows that chumrah. Nobody else really follows that chumrah. People make sukkahs lechetchila out of non wood. We're not so concerned about that. So that's what the Rosh is talking against. The Rambam is. What's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam says that the Issa Deraisa, the Issa Anos, Chal, and the Defonos. Why? The Torah says Chagas Sukkos, Shivish Yom Lashem, Sukkos means the Schach, doesn't mean the Defonos. So what's the Rambam talking about? So there's a famous beer from Reb Chaim. It's one of the most famous Reb Chaims. You know why it's so famous? I'll tell you why it's so famous. because it's short. There are two very famous Reb Chaims, one for Sukkot, one for Pesach. This one is a famous one in Sukkot, and the other one is a famous one, the Rambam, the Reb Chaim in Perek Alef Lachim, about whether Tashbis was loved in Itik Liesay or not. So there are other tremendously long Reb Chaims in Hukkas Chametz and Matzah, and tremendously long ones in Hukkas Sukkah, and nobody knows them. But here, everybody knows these Reb Chaims, because they're 10 lines each. So comes Reb Chaim here, and he says, the Bira Dovah B'das HaRambam is as follows. Yes, it's true, and Reb Chaim in his classic way says, yes, it's true, Bitam the Cheftz of the Sukkah, only the Tzchach is Chalot of the Shem Cheftz of the Sukkah, and therefore the Dinim that emanate Bitam HaCheftz only apply to the Tzchach, not to the Defunas. The Dinim HaSukkah, which emanate from the Cheftz, are the Dinim of Tzel, and the Dinim of Psoz Ger and V'yakev, with all the details. But Zog Reb Chaim, this Din of Atzei HaSukkah bin Losser, Yesh Lachma, where does this come from? Where does this emanate from? Does this emanate from the Cheftz of the Sukkah? Or does this emanate from where? From the mitzvahs of Sukkah. From the fact that I'm using this entity to fulfill my mitzvah, it's the mitzvah Sukkah that is the engine that's driving this Isser. It's not the Cheftz of the Sukkah, it's the mitzvahs of Sukkah. Therefore, says Reb Chaim, Lamaisa, go try to sit in the Sukkah with only Tzchach and no Defanos. Even if you can figure out a way to prop up the Tzchach, you're not yet. The funas are an integral part of the mitzvah. So you can't be yetzim mitzvah without the funas. And therefore, even though the funas are not part of the cheftz sukkah, they are part of the mitzvah sukkah. And therefore, the mitzvahs are on the minister derais of atziah sukkah. Famous beer, Reb Chaim b'das HaRambam. Obviously, the Rosh disagreed. The Rosh also conceded that you need the funas for the mitzvah sukkah. The fact that the Rosh est hasher from Seder's Gerim V'yekev to the Isra Hanah, the Rosh is clearly learning that the Isra Hanah also emanates from the cheftz of the sukkah, not from the mitzvah sukkah shabbat. So if I say, this machlok is the Ram and the Rosh, Reb Chaim's beer, how do you think this impacts on the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ri, and the Ramban? Let's see if we can think this through a little bit. So the Ri had a gevalt chiddush. The Ri said that once the sukkah falls down, so the Yisra Noah falls by the wayside. So do we understand that? Once the sukkah falls down, the Yisra Noah falls by the wayside. I can understand that in one of two ways. I can understand that either through the eyes of the Rambam or through the eyes of the Rosh. If you understand that the focus, the Yisra Noah, is emanating from the mitzvah sukkah, so that makes a lot of sense to say that the whole Yisra is emanating from the mitzvah sukkah, so b'med devar memurim that the sukkah is bi'isura, that's kolzman, that it's still functioning as a potential of mitzvah sukkah. The minute that I can't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah in such a sukkah, so then the Yisra Hanah, by definition, will disappear. And what if you go down the other route? What if you go down the route of the Rosh, that the Yisra Hanah emanates from the cheftza, from the sukkah? Could the Ri still make sense? Could you still understand the Ri? You could still understand the Ri. Why? Because you can argue that the medramu, it's a cheftza of a sukkah, when right now it's kosher. If it's standing with walls and tzach and tzitzim chamtza and has all the meat, if it's on the ground, you can't be yoytzi mitzvah sukkah with a sukkah that's on the ground, it's on the floor. So obviously it can't be yoytzi mitzvah. Obviously it's not a chetz of a sukkah anymore. So it could be that the Ri's chiluch makes sense. Bein lefi, the Rambam's understanding that everything is focusing upon the mitzvah. Bein lefi a rush, everything's focusing on the chetz. Because at the end of the day, nofla sukkah, both of those things disappear. What about Rabbeinu Tam? What's Rabbeinu Tam tell us? Rabbeinu Tam said that the only part of the sukkah that's really usur is what? Is only the shear of the sukkah. Do we understand that? Conceptually. Only the shear of the sukkah is usur. Anything past the shear is not really usur. But at the end of the day, what am I doing in the rest of the sukkah? I'm sitting in the sukkah. Rabbi, a new chumah for a minute of time. If you build a sukkah and you build it 7x7, you're only allowed to sit in the 7x7 part, even if you extend the sukkah later. I'm like, tzonos. That's right. Of course, you could be yaitzei the mitzvah in the rest of the sukkah. So if you hold that the nature of the Isra and Noah emanates from whatever necessary for the mitzvah, whatever is being used for the mitzvah is nichlal the Isra and Noah, so how in the world could you defend that the extra schach is going to be less than the walls? Because if at the end of the day you're using it for teres mitzvah, so how in the world could the Yisra not be teifes? If you tell me that you're focusing on chavtzos, you want to say it's not really nitfas al tashem chavtzos because it's almost superfluous. So the chavtz of the sukkah was really toyfes the first seven. Everything else is not really the chavtz of the sukkah. I can hear. I'm not still not sure you understand it, but I can at least begin to hear. The Ramban is arguing with both. The Ramban is saying, I don't care whether the sukkah is on the floor, and I don't care how big the sukkah is. The Ramban is saying, this is chal anyway. Once this is chal, it's not poka. So I'm not sure what the Ramban is saying. I'm not sure, because between you and me, out of all the Rishonim, you know which one I understand the most? I understand the read the most. The sukkah's on the floor. It's not shchevtza, nish mitzvah, it's nothing. Unless you say that the other Rishonim are learning as follows, that you're right. Of course, right now it's not a chevtza of the sukkah. And of course, right now you can't be yotzei the mitzvah sukkah in it. But so what? The issa was already what? It was already chal. This was already toyfes. And it's like kochim. It became kadosh. There's only one thing that can be mafkir this issa, and that is what? The end of sukkahs. Because unlike kochim, that's going to remain kadosh until you appoint to them or bring them a korban. The issa is chagas kushul Hashem, shivas yom Hashem. So the Torah put the brakes in the issa and says after 7 days, after sukkahs is over, the issa falls off. So according to the Ramban, even though you're right, the original reasons that created the Yisra in the first place, whether those reasons were Rambam reasons, Rush reasons, so true, those Yisurim, those reasons don't apply anymore. That's true, but irrelevant, because in order to be mat to the Yisra, the head to the Yisra is only Shivas Yom, only after the 7 days are up. So it could be that the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Rishonim here is not so much about, is this a Nisra and a Veh, and a Chavtzim, and a Gavram, and a Mitzvah. The reason why some Rishonim are the Re, is taking on everybody else and saying that once the reasons don't apply, then the Yisra doesn't apply. That's not because whether you accept the or disagree with the read doesn't mean you're taking a stand on the Ram and the Rush. What they're really arguing about is that is the Yisra a type of an Yisra that once it was set into place, it remains the Olam Void, or the Olam Void in this case means at the end of the week. But the way I say it, the Yisra is the Schadish. It means Kol's man that it's only Lekach as a Chefts of Sukkah. Kol's man that it's only Lekach to be used for the Mitzvah of Sukkah, then the Yisra remains intact. Once those reasons are no longer applicable, then the Issa could be Pocha by itself. So I'm not sure how much the reader of Benitam and Ramban is related to the Ram and the Rush. I'm not sure. I know that there's real machlokes that we've shown them what the parameters are. I know there's machlokes the Ram and the Rush about whether it's a mitzvah cheft. So I'm not sure whether the two are mamash connected to one another. I don't know. But this idea, the way Reb Chaim is explaining the machlokes the Ram and the Rush, that you have this Issa. It's like this Isser Hano, and we can't quite put our hands on whether it emanates from the Chefza or it emanates from the Mitzvah. And there's another word I could put here instead of Mitzvah, what? Make it more opposite of Chefza, the Gavra, Mitzvah Gavra. This is not the only time where we find that there's a Chefza Shel Mitzvah that a Gavra uses to perform his Mitzvah with, and there are certain halachas that now exist, and it's not clear whether those mitzvahs are chefts oriented or mitzvah oriented. The same presentation that Reb Chaim is having vis-a-vis sukkah, this Isser Hanor, you can't take the piece of wood and use it for firewood, and I can't quite pin down, is this a gavra din or is this a chefts din? I have almost an identical scenario. What? Near Hanukkah? We'll think about that. Okay, maybe. Close to the Hanukkah, maybe I'll think about it. I don't know, think about that a little bit. Okay. But I was thinking about another mitzvah where there's a certain item, a certain entity, and a certain halacha that I have to be careful about. I wouldn't use them Isra Hanah, but it's like a similar kind of a thing. Anyone knows what mitzvah I'm talking about? You have to be careful that this, the food of this mitzvah, you're not allowed to like take your mind off this mitzvah too much. You have to be very careful when you do this mitzvah. Not to get sidetracked, not to get distracted too much. Tefillin. There's an issur of heschadasim, meaning tefillin is an issur of heschadasim tefillin. So the truth is, as a machlokes rishonim, what that means, some rishonim say, it just means, kofar ben yod, it just means you're not allowed to have skok v'kalas rosh in the tefillin. Some rishonim seem to learn it means kipshuto, you have to mamash pay attention to inyonic tefillin, and kedusha, and torah, and tefillah. Even if you're just talking about the stock market, that would be a problem. That's a shalom rishonim. There's some kind of a din of Hezchadas that according to many Mishom is really a Nisad Derais. Because it says in the Rambam, is it a real Nisad Derais or not? Yigmar learns out from the tzitz, the Taisha says the Rabbanan, the Ram says the Reis, but not for now. So one could raise almost identical question, what kind of halach is this? I'm wearing tefillin, so I can't have eschadas. What would be the chakira? Is this a din that the chetz of tefillin has to be treated with the proper respect, that if you have hetzchadas, when the chetz of tefillin are on you, that's a pgam in the chetz of tefillin? That's a bittul of the chetz of tefillin? Well, no. The din of eschadas emanates from the mitzvah of tefillin. It's supposed to be wearing tefillin, and tefillin is supposed to be worn in a certain manner, and if I'm wearing tefillin and being mesiach das, that's being pegeya in the mitzvah sagavra. That's the reason why it's called Asur Be'eschadas. At the end of the day, whatever you think Eschadas is, I don't know. But it's almost an identical kind of a chakira. So I have a sukkah, I'm sitting in the sukkah, but I'm not allowed to take off a piece of wood from my own firewood. Why? Because that's a bitl of the chevtza, but that's a bitl of the mitzvah sukkah. It's taking away, detracting from the sukkah functioning as a mitzvah the way it's supposed to. The tzchach is designated there for the mitzvah of sukkah. You go ahead and take some of that tzchach away. That's a bittle of the mitzvah of sukkah. That's a bittle of mitzvah gavra. So to by tefillin. Is tefillin a din in the chefza? Or tefillin a din in the mitzvah? Maybe the gavra. Anyone know my nafkamina nochus tefillin? What would be a nafkamina nochus tefillin? What if a person is wearing... What if a person is wearing tefillin at a time when he's not doing the mitzvah anyway? Why is he wearing tefillin at a time he's not doing the mitzvah? That's a good question. But he's not fulfilling the mitzvah anyway. Is there Issa Heschadas, Bechia Gavna? It's an old tumul, Shagis Aryeh, Chashuch, Abim Machlek is a poiskim. What's the din? So that's Mamash the Shaila. Is it a function of the mitzvah Gavna? I'm not being into mitzvah anyway. Or is it a function of the Chevtza? It's a Chevtza from tefillin. So, Rabbi saying, we have a few shilas flying around the Rishonim about what the parameters of the Isser are, what the extent of the Isser is. So we spoke about this earlier on in the year, about a major machlekes acharonim, as to mamish what the ABCs of the Isser are, machlekes the Taz and the Eini Yontif. We for sure spoke about this earlier, right? But women in Willen and Sukkah, no, did we talk about this? So the Taz has a famous word in Hilchos Sukkah. But the Taz writes that this Isser Hanoah Ba'atzei HaSukkah is a misnomer. It's not true. It's not true. The Gemara says, but not that such a Surah Ba'adah. It's like Hekdish, right? It's totally like Hekdish. The Gemara says, Chag HaSukkah. Shem Chal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga Da Da Da. Says the Taz, no, it's not. It's not really like Hekdish. Proof, what's the proof positive of the Taz not like Hekdish? What? Hasbara Lav Milsa. The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, we're going to hopefully talk about this in the next segment a little more. Mar says the six pekos of Sanhedrin, when you prepare a chefza for certain different purposes, whether you're preparing a chefza for egla rufa, you're preparing tachrichim for a mace, you're preparing a tefillin bag to store your tefillin in it, when you prepare a certain chefza to be used, at what point did the isurim associated with that chefza kick in? So one of the examples the Gemara gives is a tefillin bag. Tefillin bag is tashrish of kedusha. You're not allowed to use it your money in. At what point does that is to kick in? So one opinion the Gemara says, Abaye says, what? Hazmana is milsa. Once you made it as a tefillin bag, you can't use it for your money anymore. And Rava says, that's about a lot of milsa. No, that until your mamish taught to put your tefillin in, the issa doesn't apply. And the Gemara relates that to Oreg Begad Lemeis and Egla Rufa, back and forth and back and forth. So gives them six pekas in it. The Fiyomi, not that long ago, right? A few weeks ago, months ago, whatever it was. Okay. So there's one thing that is the absolute exception to this rule of the machlekes hazmana milsa. What is that? One thing that flies in the face of this whole sugya, korbanos. A korban is also b'hano. When does a korban become also b'hano? Once a maktish. That's like milsa b'shit. It's the opening days of meal. Everyone knows that. The maktish korban becomes also b'hano. ABCs of kachim. I has man a love milsa. So what do you see? Zam fundo that what? It's not true. That a dover kodesh bi atzma has man is milsa. All the examples the Gemara is talking about are things that are a tefillin bag that's kaddish agav the tefillin, the oreg begad lemeis, the tachrichim agav the meis become also b'hano. But something that's beatzmuso kaddish, everyone agrees that, but never machlis a bayim rav. Of course, that's kaddish b'per itself. Hazman is milsahi. So frek the taz. If sukkah really truly is kadosh, as the Gemara says, minan atzich suko shiva chag asukos kishem shechal shem shemayim chayiga. The din that should follow is that once you build your sukkah a week before sukkos, when should become asur? Right, either right away, or at least when sukkah starts, it should become asur right teskechavim. It's hard to be asur from the time you built it because the asur is only shivas yamim. But I built the sukkah of sukkos, so as soon as I finished davening ma'ariv, it says kichavim, the sukkah should be yasa b'hanah. And what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? That's not true. Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishonim. What does it say? Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishonim that if I end up never using the sukkah, I don't need in the sukkah, no one sleeps in the sukkah, and third day chalamar, I want to take a piece off to make firewood, that's okay. You know, Kozman, you didn't use the sukkah, it's okay. Has a bottle of milsi. So Frek the Taz, if the Gemara really means it, if the Halacha really means it, that sukkah is a davish of a kedusha, it's kaddish mamish, it's the gufa kedusha, like karbanos. So how could the Shulchan Aruch quote from the Rishonim, Hazman Lav Milson, it's okay? So you see from here, says the Taz, that it's not that. It's not as Kaddish as we thought it was. So that's what it's not. Now the question is, what is it? Hopefully we'll have to figure out tomorrow, according to the world view of the Taz. So what is Atzei Sukkah? And who disagrees with the Taz? And how is that going to impact in our entire discussion? We'll mention tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll try to finish up the sugya of Atzei Sukkah. Hopefully we'll get a jump start of the next sugya. Also, next sugya is a fairly long sugya, but it should take us to the end of tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, into beginning of next week. So Sunday is no sugya. On Sunday, we'll try to finish up by Monday. When are we giving the Bechina? Who knows? The following. So hopefully, you guys did 4 days of Chazar, right? So we'll try to time it that we get the following Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Monday. So the Bechina is going to be Monday or Tuesday? What do we say? Depends when we finish. Okay, good. Depends when we finish.